Governor Jim Doyle last week named Madison Gas and Electric Chairman, President and CEO Gary Walter, and UW-Madison Associate Vice Chancellor Al Fish to head Wisconsin's new Office of Recovery and Reinvestment.
One of the things that Gary and Alan and their team will be very much charged with is making sure that the legislature is well aware of everything that's going on and has access to the information about what's going on.
The new office charged with preparing the state to quickly move federal stimulus money into the state and create jobs. And despite the governor's assurances, state Republican Party Chair Mark Jefferson has some concerns about oversight.
You've got a situation here where just a couple people, unelected officials, are going to have tremendous influence on how we spend hundreds of millions of dollars, maybe billions of dollars, here in the coming months. And I think that's a problem for anyone concerned about accountability.
Jefferson says the Office of Recovery and Reinvestment could devolve into the Office of Paybacks and Pork, an effort this week by Republicans in the state assembly to create a panel to review and approve projects funded by money from the feds was sent to the Assembly Rules Committee, its future unknown. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.